USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frank James, the black nationalist suspect in the Brooklyn subway mass shooting, is in police custody. Police arresting him in New York City's East Village Wednesday afternoon. As far as how the arrest was handled, NYPD Chief of Department Kenneth Corey.
Crime Stopper tip comes in, reports that the male is in the McDonald's on 6th Street and 1st Avenue in the 9th Precinct down on the Lower East Side in East Village. Officers respond to the McDonald's. He's not in the McDonald's. They start driving around the neighborhood looking for him. They see him on the corner of St. Mark's and 1st, and they take him into custody.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million in taxpayer money in security assistance for Ukraine. That includes helicopters, artillery systems, ammunition, and armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The United States is backing out of sending M-17 helicopters to Ukraine.
In a change of heart, the Biden administration on Wednesday decided not to provide Ukraine with Mi-17 helicopters, despite informing Congress on Tuesday. The helicopters were considered as part of a new $750 million aid package to Ukraine. The Mi-17 is a very aggressive Soviet-era helicopter designed in the mid-70s. The White House did not immediately respond to inquiries explaining their decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has agreed to ease inspections of truck traffic coming from Mexico. Meanwhile, the first busload of illegal immigrants caught at the Texas border has arrived at the nation's capital. This busing strategy is part of Abbott's response to the Biden administration's decision to end a public health rule, which has been used to expedite deportations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Inflation in the United States has hit a 40-year high, affecting essentials such as groceries and gas. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer tells Fox News that consumers are feeling the pain from inflation.
Well, when the price of groceries is up, that means the price of cattle and wheat is also up. When the price of fuel is up, the price of oil is up. So there's parts of our economy that benefit as well, but none of this is good for all of us or really any of us.
The Biden administration has attempted to lower gas prices by releasing oil from the strategic oil reserves and is allowing high biofuel blends of gas to be sold during the summer. At the National Hurricane Center, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says that it is important to discuss plans for the future because of recent hurricanes have been intensifying.
They are stronger. They're lasting longer at higher durations over land. Hurricane Ida last year was a Category 4 hurricane for about 4 hours over land, which is unheard of.
She adds that they're expecting to continue having a high impact for coastal residents. A spokesman for Mark Zuckerberg confirmed the Facebook CEO will not make another multi-million dollar donation to aid this year's elections. Zuckerberg's 2020 spending widely criticized for tilting the outcome of the presidential race in favor of President Biden was a one-time thing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.